Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sweet baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. 23 years ago, yesterday, I think, maybe today, we met a beautiful, smart lady named Eva Rosenberg. And my life has not been the same. It's been the level of craziness and the level of clarity has both ramped up since I've known Eva Rosenberg. Hey, Eva, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, Jim. I am so jazzed with what you've accomplished. You've helped so many people.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, of course, I mean, I've had you right here by my side all these years. As they say about Ginger Rogers, backwards and in heels. So thank you for the dance you and I've had over the last 23 years. Let's do 23 more. You want to?
It works for me.
All right, we'll do it. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. The author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy and other books on taxes that affect your small business. Eva, and she teaches enrolled agents. She's not an enrolled agent, folks. She teaches. I mean, she is, but she teaches them. So, hey, Eva, other issues that we have filing our taxes with regard to the difference in the state and the federal is in the PPP compliance. Tell us about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is making everybody crazy. So we got those Paycheck Protection loans that were issued last year, and we're now on another round of them, and I think that's been extended. And if you met certain guidelines, and they've relaxed the guidelines, then you can submit an application and not have to pay back the loan. And that's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get this free money, but at first they said, okay, you get the free money, but you can't deduct any of the expenses
right. That
you use the money for.
We couldn't double dip.
We raised hell, and Congress changed the law and said, okay, you can deduct the money that you used, the expenses that you used, you know, with this money. So now the money is free. We're not picking it up as income. We are able to take the deductions. But remember those states? The states haven't complied.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of this about the expenses being deductible happened this year. The states haven't had time for the legislatures mm-hmm. to meet. And so we still have this whole little mess about what to do. And we've recommended to everybody, put your business returns on extension because this is going to be legislated
right. By
many of the states. They are
unless your state is complying, right? Because there's a map here that you provided us, or somebody did, I think you did,
mm-hmm.
on where on which states, the green states, are in line with the federal.
Yeah, so some of them have already done that. Some of them have laws that have them automatically complying with the IRS mm-hmm. on rules, which will also apply to the extension deadlines, but many of them don't. And then we still have the accountants are trying to figure out how to put this on the books, how not to. If you have an S corporation, does this increase your basis, decrease your basis?
Mm-hmm.
How do we put this on the tax returns? And so there is a major mess that when Congress wrote this stuff, they didn't think through what was going to happen. And then some people have decided, you know, maybe I don't want it forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure what the logic is behind that. But here is another thing. There is some logic, because if you use these forgiven funds for certain payroll deductions, certain payroll expenses, then you can't take some of the payroll tax credits. And we have the employee retention credit.
If you're a candidate for the tax credit, it's different. It complicates things further. We talked about the tax credit a few days ago. on the show.
Mm-hmm. And so what you really want to do in order to make a decision
employee retention.
Run all of the numbers.
It's called an employee retention credit. Go ahead.
There's the employee retention credit. There are the family leave credits.
Right.
You know, so we have a number of, we have about three different credits, some of which apply to people who are self-employed, some of which apply to people with employees, and some of the credits may give you a much better benefit than claiming the deduction, so you may not want to get it forgiven. And so, you know, you've got to do the balancing act to see exactly how it works. And then the other question is, what's if you got this money and you haven't applied for forgiveness yet? How, what do you do with it on this year's tax return versus next
mm-hmm.
year's? When do you handle the reporting on this? So it is opening up a major
So the bottom line, the bottom line is file an extension and cut your CPA a break. Don't bug them. Give them time. I don't want my CPA to hear me say this, but give them some time. Cut them some slack. It may not be that they're being slow. It may be that they don't quite know how to do it yet.
Yeah, we're waiting for guidelines on a lot of stuff, and we're waiting to have hours to sit through and test each person's.
But you know what? You know what they still recommend, though, Eva? Ask your CPA to give you as close as possible an estimate of what your taxes are going to be, even if you don't file them, even if it's going to be adjusted over the next 6 months. You really still need to know what your bill's going to be so you can plan for cash.
Absolutely. And for the estimated tax payment for this year. And don't forget to ask your EA, just your CPA.
There you go. Good point. Your enrolled agent. She always gets that in there. Eva Rosenberg, 23-year member of our gang for us. And I will be right back. Continue.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.